Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do we have the pleasure of speaking with today?
CJ, this is Tim Allred calling.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I live at 294 Broadway in Port Ewing.
Okay.
So the first question is whether or not it's his active address.
All right. What's the address again?
294
mm-hmm.
Broadway.
Broadway. Okay, you got it. All right. So you're looking at signing up. Is that correct? Or looking
correct.
To see when you get service? Okay.
Well, I'm interested in becoming a customer.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I was looking for. Okay, perfect. All right, and what is the zip code for Port Ewing?
12487.
Awesome.
It's Ulster Park.
Gotcha, okay.
Well, just so you don't get confused. They cross
yeah,
over.
Ulster Park is just like right next to Port Ewing, so I mean it's and is there an apartment number by chance or is it just single
no,
house?
No, just a house number.
Okay. All right. And it does show that our in-service date is expected to be on January 1st, the new year. Did you want to go ahead and sign up now to get into the system? And then on January 2nd, we would give you a call to get scheduled?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Perfect. And do you know which internet package you wanted or did you need information on them? Because I could do either.
Well, I haven't gone online and looked anything up, but I only need to have Wi-Fi.
Okay. And do you know what kind of speed you're looking for?
No. So it just says up to 1,000. I have to choose something or it costs different for different amounts or what?
So it costs different for different amounts. So we have two plans. We have the 1 gig fiber internet for $79.99 or the 2 gig fiber internet for $99.99. Now that doesn't mean it's a cap or a limit on how much internet you use. It's the amount of speed that you would get per second. So that means it would make your streaming seamless and buffer free. If you're a gamer or if you are a photographer like me, uploading photos would be basically a breeze. So, I mean, it really just depends on what you do with your internet.
Well, at this point, I stream a bunch of content on my Roku.
Okay.
And so I have this offer of $69.
Yes.
For
so
1,000.
Correct. Yes. So that offer is if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing.
We can't sign up to have it go to a credit account.
So you can use a credit card or a debit card, but it would only give you a $5 discount.
As opposed to what?
The $10 discount with the checking account. So if you were to sign up for auto pay with a credit card or debit card, it would give you the price of $74.99. Whereas with the checking account, having auto pay, it would be $69.99 for the 1 gig.
Oh, I understand the difference. I have to think about that. But that we don't have to deal with
until service starts, correct?
Yeah. I just don't have anything going to my checking account. So... have anybody go in and take stuff out. So I have to decide to do that.
About that, though, is if you do decide to do it, it's on the same date every month.
Oh, I know that. It's just the access. And with everybody being hacked, et cetera, I'm just cautious. Rather cautious. And things aren't going to get any better these days than
I know. Technology.
Yeah, so that's the hesitation. Not a hesitation to save a whole bunch from my Spectrum account. So what else do we need for you today?
So I will be asking you a series of questions, such as which plan you would like. approximately how large your home is to see if you would need an extender. Your first extender is free. It's included at no cost. If you were to need additionals, it would be $8 per month. But again, I mean, the equipment is completely included in your price. Taxes and fees are also included in your price. And if you do the auto pay, then the price with the auto pay is valid for 2 years with no contracts. So you're able to cancel at any time.
Yep.
I would ask for email address, name, phone number, and if you wanted to sign up for the auto pay, which at that time I could press no, at least not for right then. And then you can always add it later on the website.
Yep. Okay, so do you want some information now?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that. That way we go ahead and get you into the system so that all that needs to happen on January 2nd is give you a call to get you scheduled.
Excellent. Oh, so we're not scheduling for the 2nd. You're just saying you'll call me on the 2nd.
Correct. We're just getting you into the system so that we can call you on the 2nd to get you scheduled.
Well, that's all okay. So let's continue with getting me into the system.
Okay. So were we going for the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
I can always change it later.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably 1 gig is plenty for what I do.
Okay. Perfect. And then how large would you say your home is in square footage? This is just so that we can ensure that we have...
Oh, it's like 1,400 square... It's about 1,400 square feet, so...
It's a medium-sized home.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, so on the day of your installation, the technician will also discuss with you as to whether or not, you know, you have full coverage based on where the router and modem are when he goes ahead and sets it up, because, of course, you have the option of choosing where you want it. If you do feel that... at that time that you need the Wi-Fi extender, again, the first one is included in your price, so he can set that up for you as well. And then were you looking for home phone service?
No.
Okay. Because we do offer that for $24.99. Just wanted to double check. Do you rent or own your current property?
I own my house.
Okay. And do you know how your utility wires are feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson, your current provider? Are they coming? Are the cables coming through the air or under the ground?
Oh, everything comes in the air.
Okay. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And then, Tim, did you want me to put it down as just TIM or did you want full Timothy?
That's your choice. Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. And then your last name, please.
Allred. All red.
Okay, perfect. Like all of the entire color.
There you go.
And then, go for it.
No, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to ask what your email is. This is also going to be the username for you to log into the portal.
Tim12487.
Okay.
@yahoo.com.
Awesome. And the primary phone number you'd like on the account?
845-616-5174.
Okay. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? Did you want phone, email, or text?
You could text me if that's the easiest thing to do.
Yep, and it's also the most account specific as well. So what happens is, of course, you know, with any carrier, message and data rates may apply. But for the most part, it's we remind you of your upcoming appointment. We update you on your order status. We let you know of any billing updates, and you're able to confirm your installation appointment as well via text.
That's all good.
We don't send any advertisements through text unless you were to authorize that.
Well, that'd be fine to not get any advertisements. Remembering that anyway, go ahead.
So we're not doing the auto pay now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to enroll you in the paper list so that all you need to do is schedule the auto pay if that's what you want to do.
So I would get an email saying your bill is due now.
Correct. Or you would have your invoice is available, and on the invoice, it'll tell you when the due date is. It's usually 15 days after the invoice is received.
So I'm going to get an invoice. It's not paperless.
No, it will be paperless. It'll be an email, but you'll receive the actual physical
invoice
on the online portal. That way we don't give out any information through email. So it'll say, hey, your invoice is now available to be viewed. And then you would log into the archtopfiber.com portal where you can view all of your billing statements.
Gotcha.
That way it's more secure. Because again, the whole hacking thing, we don't want your information to be out there.
Oh, goodness. Well,
We take the extra precaution because we take customers' privacy very seriously.
Well, I appreciate it. I wish all the medical people and all the hospitals around.
Oh, right. I mean, you would think, especially with HIPAA.
The biggest problem in my life is every hospital in Hudson Valley gets hacked somehow.
Oh,
I
know.
And it's mostly some employee just leaves their laptop somewhere, blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
I noticed that. I've noticed that. That's why I'm always very careful with my laptop. At least my personal laptop. I don't have a work laptop. But it might as well be considered a work laptop with the community that I work for. So work with, I guess, in a sense. I'm part of a gaming community, regardless.
Pardon?
And then I said I'm part of a gaming community, so I just handle a whole bunch of stuff that way. So how did you hear about Archtop?
Actually, gossipy friend said, you don't know everybody in Kingston's going to Archtop. This thing is happening. And then I looked it up, and I didn't find myself listed as a good address, but then I got mailings, and I'm responding to a mailing.
Gotcha. Okay. No worries.
But I'd heard about it first because of just the cost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's straightforward. You know, the taxes and fees are included. And, you know, to be honest, cable has just gotten so expensive. For an outdated technology, no less.
Cable user. Huh?
For an outdated technology, no less.
all of this. So, in the meantime, I'm glad to have the competition.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, if we could just have competition for Central Hudson.
Right, though? Oh, I feel you on that one. I definitely feel you on that one.
Exactly. So, I didn't call you to whine about any of these things because it's enough of that.
Well, we're almost done here. And do you have any details or information? Is there anything about your property that our installers should know or be aware of before they arrive at the location, such as any buried wires, any buried gas lines, a septic tank?
There's nothing that they would need to know that I can't tell them.
Okay.
And access to them to do whatever they're going to do is pretty easy and straightforward. And we're within a modest range of sidewalks and streets and stuff. So
yeah,
we're not walking 50 feet into the ravine.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And then
so it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I mean, like the reason we ask is just so that we know what to expect and whether or not we need to call 811 before if we decide to bury the cable.
Yep.
Okay.
Hopefully they're not doing any of that stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, and our micro-trenching, if we do go that route, the micro-trenching is only wide enough for the cable, and it's only like 6 to 8 inches deep, if that. So we do have it,
we'll
you know.
We'll see what they want to do when they get here.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully they know how to use the ladder.
Yes, they do. They definitely
do.
Well,
we're talking like 60 feet from the pole, so it's not like with
the Well, I mean, the great thing is that we cover up to 300 feet, so we're not too worried about that.
I'm not worried either. We'll see what happens when they get here. It's just
absolutely
considered, and it's all that stuff of where the neighbors are and blah, blah, blah. So, well, you know, so all details don't matter until somebody gets here and says, oh, okay. Here's what we're doing.
Perfect. All right. Well, you are all set.
Thanks.
We've got all the information that we need. You're in the system. You should be receiving two emails. one of which will be your order confirmation, and then the other one will be the invitation to sign into the Archtop portal.
Good.
That way you'll be able to review your settings, if you wanted to add your auto pay settings, if you wanted to even upgrade from the 1 gig to the 2 gig, if you feel that you need it, you can do so on the website as well. And then you'll be able to see your billing statements once they become available as well.
This is all so good. And you are excellent at what you do. Thanks.
Oh, I appreciate it. But I just like helping people.
Well, it's very helpful to be in customer service and like people and like helping people.
Right, exactly. And it's kind of fulfilling, actually. It's actually pretty fulfilling. But, you know, I mean, sometimes people just need that little bit of help. And, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to answer any questions that you may have. If you want to just check on the status, you can always give us a call. Yep. We do have a 24-hour line. So day or night, we're here.
So this is the main number I want to call. It's the number I call
Correct.
You on.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Yep, or you can always call 855-ARCHTOP. I'm pretty sure that's the one that's on the card. But it's 855-272-4867. That's like the primary main line. But we have other lines as well.
Good. Well, nope. I'm just going to use what's here, what I got you to from. So we're done for today?
Yeah, we are done for today.
Good. Thanks for your help.
Oh, of course. Anytime, Tim. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic weekend and a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. And eat just enough.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks, CJ. Bye-bye.